Before closing this letter, I have a mind to transcribe to you the entries for today recorded in a sort of day book, where I put down very succinctly the number of people who visit me, their petitions and ailments, and also such special particulars concerning them as seem to me worth recording. You will see how miserable the physical condition of many of these poor creatures is, and their physical condition, it is insisted by those who uphold this evil system, is the only part of which is prosperous, happy, and compares well with that of northern laborers. Judge from the details I now send you, and never forget, while reading them, that the people on this plantation are well off, and consider themselves well off, in comparison with the slaves on some of the neighboring communities. Charlotte, Renty's wife, had had two miscarriages, and was with child again. She was almost crippled with rheumatism, and showed me a pair of poor, swollen knees that made my heart ache. I have promised her a pair of flannel trousers, which I must forthwith set about making. Sarah, Stephen's wife. This woman's case and history were alike deplorable. She had had four miscarriages, had brought seven children into the world, five of whom are dead, and was again with child. She complained of dreadful pains in the back and an internal tumor which swells with the exertion of working in the fields. Probably, I think, she is ruptured. She told me she had been mad and had run into the woods, where she contrived to elude discovery for some time, but was at last tracked and brought back, when she was tied up by the arms and heavy logs fastened to her feet, and was severely flogged. After this, she contrived to escape again, and lived for some time skulking in the woods, and she supposes mad, for when she was taken again, she was entirely naked. She subsequently recovered from this derangement, and seems now just like all the other poor creatures who come to me for help and pity. I suppose her constant childbearing and hard labor in the fields at the same time have produced the temporary insanity.